Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, y'all, and welcome to Sober Indians Live. I don't normally air on a Sunday, but I felt that I needed to kind of reflect on things. And last night's show kind of made me realize that even with my own traumas that I deal with daily, I wasn't ready to share them yet. And I just wanted to say, you know, it's okay to be broken. It's okay to have that, but it's not okay to stay in that. And I've learned that. And it's a very frightening thing, I think, when you're trying to transition from one thing that you're used to something else that can make you healthier in retrospect. But I wanted to talk about Sober Indians support group. And honestly, that has been such a blessing for me because I've learned so much and I'm still learning. And Lord knows I have a long ways to go. I have a lot of stuff that I need to let go of. And I think when I do, and you know, I'll be more up to sharing it. And last night just wasn't it. But the group itself, I just want to say, is one of the most amazing groups that I have ever been a part of. I see so many people that struggled to get to where they are, but they're amazing people. You know, and I didn't realize that there was trauma that was behind a lot of addiction, you know, a lot of the addictions. And in retrospect, In a lot of ways, it doesn't even have to be alcohol or drugs to have an addiction. And I think that's something that we all need to learn and just to be able to kind of understand it a little bit. So, you know, like I said, this is an amazing group with a lot of amazing people and just listening to their stories every day, you know, and reading and seeing the progress so many make and how loving and caring everyone is towards each other. It makes a difference in my life just seeing that, you know, and it gives me hope. My guests are some of the strongest people I think I've ever known. You know, and had the honor of just speaking to. I want to cry at the stories that I hear. And I have cried at a lot of the stories that I've heard. But to be in a situation that you don't know how to get out or which way to go, it makes a world of a difference when you have someone there that's supporting you. And just being there for you to lean on. And I know that I said this for about 30, for a 30-minute show. I don't know that I'm going to make 30 minutes, but I just wanted to come back on, you know, because I realized last night that I have a whole lot to deal with myself. And going on air and trying to talk about it was one of the most difficult things that done and doing at this point. Eventually I will share my story. Eventually, and I'm gonna just tell everybody, you know, this is what happened to me and this is how I dealt with it and dealing with it on a daily basis. But just stay strong. Stay strong, you know, reach for your support and just know that there are people out there that do care. I mean, that's the main reason why I came back on today is to let you know there are people out there that does care. And Sober Indian Support Group on Facebook is one of those groups. I mean, this is 73,000 plus members, and it's a constant thing. I mean, it's not like you're on for 12 hours in a day, and then there's no one there to talk to. The support group is there 24/7. I mean, 24/7. They are constantly supporting each other around the clock, and it's massive. And that's a lot of love. It really is, for people to be that close to each other and many not even know each other personally. So that's basically all I wanted to say today. You know, I'm honored to do this show. I'm honored that I was asked to do this show, but I'm grateful that I was asked to do this show because it's helping me learn a lot of things about myself too. And it's also helping me learn about addiction and recovery. And that it isn't just all, you know, someone chose to do this, because that's not it at all. It doesn't happen that way. There's always a factor that causes it. Now, mind you, for me, I'm not, you know, I didn't reach out to alcohol or drugs or anything like that, but I can be codependent, and I realize that, and I don't need that in my life. So I'm learning to deal with that. So just everybody have a great day. Enjoy your weekend. Have a super great week ahead. And go check out Sober Indians Live on Facebook, the group, support group as well. I mean, you can check out Sober Indians Live for radio right here on Blog Talk. But Sober Indians support group, it's on Facebook. Go check it out. You'll find a lot of... But anyway, thank you for tuning in, and I appreciate it. And y'all have an amazing day.